Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks,
crystals and stones for the new age. Visit ggmradio.com and click bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Namaste Nutrition. I apologize to my listening audience for getting started a little bit late. We had a couple of technical glitches with computers here at my end. Great big shout out to Amanda Dowell, my intrepid producer. She's awesome, and she does a great job of helping out behind the scenes. For those of you who are not familiar with her, you can listen to her show on Mondays at 11 o'clock. She does messages of light, and she's very, very good at what she does. And then there's me. I'm just a holistic nutritionist and a yoga teacher, and I'll be happy to help you out if you have any questions regarding anything involving nutrition and yoga. So for those of you who are interested in contacting me, please do so by emailing me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. Again, that's claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And I would like to also say that things are definitely shifting around. I think that there's an energetic shift, too, as far as people becoming a lot more aware of how a balanced approach to their life really impacts everything around them. And when they can approach life in a more balanced way, they're going to end up seeing the results have this incredible ripple effect, like a pebble dropping into a pond. It just ripples out, and it ends up creating changes that you didn't necessarily expect happening, but it's always a good thing. So today, we have a very interesting guest. She is another host on GGM Radio with me. Her name is Tina Marie. She is a gifted psychic and a psychic medium. She does readings down in Florida in Fort Walton Beach. And originally, she's from the Midwest, too. So I would like to give a great big welcome to Tina Marie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, Claudia, thank you so much for inviting me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
For a long time.
I'm sorry, say that. I couldn't hear you. You were cutting out.
Sorry.
Say that again.
I'm just so excited. I have really admired your work for a long, long time. I really
do. Oh, thank you.
Have.
You are so sweet.
No. I mean, every day I try to, with readings that I do, balance is the biggest thing. I'm going to start shooting people at you. My golly bun, you are fantastic.
Oh, I think I'll keep you around. You're good for my ego. Go on.
No, people really need to understand, you know, whether they're, you know, if they're spiritually balanced, we still need to be able to eat right, do the right thing, you know, release energy and the whole nine yards. And I'm keeping you. Oh, no, you're in trouble now. I'm going to be shooting them to you. Go talk to her.
Yeah. One of the biggest challenges, I think, is that if you have an area, you know, if you say that you're happy with everything in your life, but you have one glaring challenge, and it's that great big elephant that's standing in the middle of your living room, and everybody walks around it, but nobody acknowledges that it's there. And that could be an issue such as smoking, lack of exercise, not getting enough sleep, claiming that you're eating well, but really underneath of it all, knowing that you're not, not practicing something that feeds your soul spiritually,
not having joyful encounters with people that you really have some connection to and that gives your life joy and meaning, it ends up creating a void in your life that can potentially affect you in the long term. And it's so critically important to stop ignoring it and to start acknowledging it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could not agree more. You know, each one of us out, everybody out there, everybody's got something going on. And it just shifts. Sometimes it just shifts, and we have to be able to recognize it and just jump on it and correct it.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha.
Yeah, it's very, very true. So, Tina Marie, tell me a little bit about you, because I know that you have a show on GGM. You want to talk a little bit about your show?
Oh, my golly bum. Yes, I am just so proud to be part of the Greater Good Ministry radio programming and to work with such beautiful people like you, Claudia, and Amanda.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, no, I mean this with all my heart. Y'all are my family. And I think I may be your all, I'm your reckless one.
You're the reckless one. How are you reckless?
I'm everybody. I'm your troubled child, but we're still working on it. But, no, we got Primarily Paranormal on Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, or Central.
Mm-hmm.
Central. And I've worked with Bea for many, 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 many years. And I've got to tell you, she's the founder of Greater Good Ministry Radio, and she gave me years ago, and I've got to be honest with you, I don't even know where she came from. And I don't even know where she came from, but that was many, many years ago, and she gave me a foot up on the radio, and we've did a lot of paranormal investigations, I mean some heavy-duty ones, and I learned so much from her, and that's where my dedication comes from, such a positive exchange of energy and learning
that's
every day.
Blessing.
Oh, I love my Reverend, I love my Bea. And her graciousness, her attitude, her wherewithal. Oh my gosh! Mm-hmm. You go on an investigation, I'm a paranormal investigator also, and
mm-hmm.
I'd call her up. She was there, and by golly bum, she would rational. She was so sympathetic. I learned so much from her. She anointed me. One night we were. Right before we went into a 2-hour a live radio show, she anointed me without. I said no. I want to fill. You know, I've got to go in and I want to fill this. And she sneakily anointed me to protect me, and it was great. Everybody else was falling like flies, and by gosh, her and I are just standing there. I said, oh, boom, chickawawa. It was great. And I said. You got me because I started smelling it. I said, B, she goes, she just give me that look. I swear. It was like, it's for your own good.
Tina, you are a riot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
no, you are so funny. It's a good thing. I think we need to laugh more. And I think that, you know, some of your appreciation, you are such a riot. Your appreciation for someone who you've known for so long, and I mean, I've only spoken to Reverend B on the phone a few times. She sounds like such a sweetheart, and yeah, I do definitely want to meet her at some point.
She
like your firsthand experience, she sounds like she's great, and it sounds like the two of you get together and magic happens.
Oh my golly bum! I really do give my big boost to her, and I always will. You know, I did this for years. Since 1992, I've been licensed as a psychic.
Uh-huh.
But as far as paranormal investigations, I've seen energy all my life. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to make sense of it and how to bring it up. And I just really feel with all my heart that Reverend, Bea, she really gave me couth. Not on the radio, but I'm talking personally with investigations and things like that. I'm still your live wire, you know. But she showed me the proper way to be respectful and doing an investigation years ago. And it will always stick with me. And it was Peg, Psychic Peg, And gosh, that was so many years ago. My gosh, and I have never shut up since.
So tell me and tell my listening audience about some of the cases that you remember working with her when you first got started, some of the more interesting ones that
I can tell you about two that really stand out, and I knew
it,
but there's a third one I wish that she would have. But years ago, we did a place in Perry, Florida. It was called Greystone Manor. And gosh almighty, that's where she anointed me. She was so slick about it. She was just so slick about it. I didn't even know it happened until I'm standing there going, she did that. She did it. She just touched my head and said, we're going to have a good investigation. And we walked in, and my gosh, she got some of the most fantastic photos, disembodied heads, arms, ectoplasma, and what I mean, and EVPs. She was like walking through the place, just getting the energy. And this is just, we never try to invade on energy, space, or, you know what I mean, disrespect anything. And she just, I just walked behind her, and I learned from the best. And it has just been a practice that I've tried to do all these years later. And oh, my gosh, this woman, me just standing by her taught me so much in a two-hour period. Her and I was not hurt. The other people that did not get anointed, they got hurt. And this is, I mean, this is a location in Perry, Florida, where a house burnt down, they rebuilt, and a lot of children died. It's a very sad deal. A woman hung herself.
That is sad.
I mean, we're talking years of history. And it was just incredible. You know, you go to the historical society and you pull up all the information, et cetera. And I mean, I was kind of leery. But then we were called back in by the owner of the location because they were trying to, you know, turn it into an apartment building. But nobody could stay in the house because it was so active. And, we really got a lot. The second place that I worked with Reverend B was Gilchrist. It was a Gilchrist County jail. And she it was an old jail. And we're talking, oh, my golly, bum. Let's go back to 1948. And,
okay.
And, it was, she drove hours, 6 hours to get down there. And we were called in. And, gosh, almighty. That, I mean, she was like the only one. Well, I was standing there being quiet. But anyway, all of a sudden, something just kissed me in my mouth. Oh, okay. Yeah. And I
That's
just went
different.
Back like somebody was kissing me, you know. You go back like something's kissing you. She grabbed me, and she goes, that was good, wasn't it? And I said, no, it wasn't good. No, that was not nice. And but her compassion in that location, it was wonderful. And she did. We got a lot of EVPs, electric voice phenomena in that area. And the respectability. And at that particular place, I also, as a clairvoyant walking through, I had the worst pain behind my ear. I mean, it about took me down to the floor.
Wow.
And I got up and I walked out. The room that where I felt this, somebody hung themselves in that location.
Oh, wow.
Had no knowledge of this. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. As a clairvoyant, and with her love, we removed it. And I think, good golly, bum, she drove so far from her area down to that area, hours. And we did this at like 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Had equipment going up the side of the building, in the building, placed. It was very professional, and I got to say, she's awesome. I would go anywhere with B.
So I want to go back to a couple of things that you had said also, because some people might not necessarily, if they're listening into the show, and I don't know if they're knowledgeable about some of the terminology or about some of the experiences that can occur when people walk into a space that potentially needs to be cleared. And I would imagine that if you're doing paranormal research and assistance in clearing for people, that, you know, if people haven't experienced what a house is or a space is, because you had made a mention that this house that, you know, this space in Florida that you went into that the owner wanted to rent out his apartment, they couldn't rent it out because nobody could handle the energy there, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. So could you explain a little bit about some of the impact that negative energy and what it is that ends up creating a feeling that prevents people from moving into a space?
Well, there's a lot of different things. There's a lot. I mean, in this area, there was a church across the street. You had a busy highway in front of it, so you had the repetition of cars coming down the highway. It kept that energy going. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And with that much loss of life in that area, and the area in itself was very repressed. Farmers, tobacco mm-hmm. farmers, and things like this.
Sure.
High energy and a lot of death. And plus, a house being rebuilt over a house. It was sad. When we were in the attic of this location, all of a sudden, we were filming, and you started seeing. It was not in the wood grain. Now, I mean, this was just not knotty wood or where wood takes on shapes. We started seeing little fingerprints.
Oh, really?
Saddest thing. Oh, my gosh. I, Swanee, the night that we did that two-hour live show, we had so many listeners. So many listeners. Peg, Psychic Peg, she's a medium out of Colorado. I love her to death. And she absolutely kept going, "Where's Tina?" I mean, people were getting scared. But thank God she anointed me. I'm being honest now. And we were walking through there, and we had grown men going down, scratches. And there was an angry, angry individual that was protecting that location. Yeah. As far as energy in a location, how does it build? Well, when you have old homes, I don't care if it could be a brand new piece of land that you built on and you got a brand new house, it could still be on the land. We got as many photos outside as we did inside. It was just crazy.
That's really interesting. So when you say that you had grown men going down, what exactly does that mean?
That means I had my paranormal team at that time. I worked with, I'm not going to tell you the sheriff's department specifically. I had three sheriff deputies working with me, and I also had a firefighter. They were getting clawed.
They were getting clawed?
I mean, absolutely. These men, you'd hear the scream two floors up. They were just getting, scratched. They, you know, they walked into something. While we were downstairs, they walked upstairs. Let the men do the, you know, let the men go to the attic. One of them deals, let the men go in the basement.
Oh, God, one of the biggest mistakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a situation where you have, where the statement, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
And by golly, and I'm like, I'm out of here. I run across. At one point, I left the building just to collect myself, and I grabbed onto a light pole. They're going to go through I have no idea why I did it, but I dang sure did. I came out of the back door, straight across, and just grabbed the light pole. Take the light. You know what I'm saying? Take the energy from the light.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to ground here.
That's amazing.
It was It was incredible. One of the biggest experiences I've ever had in my life.
I'm sure it was. So I want to change the subject a little bit on you because you do a lot of other different things, too. You also do readings for people, and in your shows, don't you accept callers to do, like, a short question, like 5 minutes, 10-minute type reading for them?
Oh, yeah. I you know, I'm wired a little bit different than most. And, you know, I have to give it away. I cannot sit here, you know, and I try to give just as much. I do charge for readings at times if it's in-depth, but overall, I do the a radio show 6 days a week on Blog Talk Radio, the Psychic Radio Network, at 11 a.m. Central. And people can call in. The only thing, you know, the one thing that I need when I do a reading is just your date of birth. It is not, you know, it isn't astrology and all that. Numbers trigger me. I can't even dial a phone.
Oh,
that must make things very interesting. You start getting into numbers. Okay. So, okay, I want to throw this out there for anybody who is listening. If you would like to call in and ask Tina Marie a question, Tina Marie, tell me how you feel about this. please do so, but if you do choose to call in or contact us through the chat room, Amanda will take your questions and then let me know. But the number to call in is 347-237-5339 and then touch 1 once you're in the system. And you'll be in the queue to ask Tina Marie a question. And that way, if you have something that you would like an answer for, you know, it can be in one of like 4 or 5 different areas, try to keep it specific because the more specific the question that you ask, the more easy it is, I think, for anybody who is an intuitive to answer your question. So I'd like very much, and if you have any other anything else you'd like to add to what I just said, Tina Marie, please do so.
Oh, no. You can join in also if you feel that there's an imbalance going on. Oh, girl, I'm going to have you over on my show, too. And that's the greatest thing about Great Good Ministry Radio. We are here to support each other and support everybody else out there.
Amen, sister.
You got it. A positive exchange of energy. Oh, hey. It keeps us going. All right. I'm open to it.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Do we have any callers in? No, nobody has called in yet. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to start. Tina Marie, I'm going to ask you if you have I don't really have anything specific right now because I've got a lot of stuff going on, and I sort of know what I have to do, but I was just wondering if there was anything that you could give me as information that I need to know.
Give me your date of birth.
Of course I am.
Ah,
okay, my date of birth is 12/12/23. Do you need my year or two?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that to you.
I don't mind telling my age. Honestly, I don't.
You like me or you hate me? 12/22. Hold on. And I'm going to be
kind of
nice. 12,
no, it's not. Tina, listen to me.
Oh,
Tina Marie, listen to me. Tina Marie, listen to me. My birth date is 12/23.
I got it. I got it, girl. I'm already on it. That's why I just said to you.
12/23. If you want my year, I'll give it to you.
12/23. 1966. You don't have to say that.
I don't mind.
A big storm is coming over, and I hear the rain is hitting the top of my roof, so I'll do the best I can.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one, too. It's my clothesline is full. It'll be all right. All right. You know what I want to say to you?
Yes, ma'am.
You are it.
What are you
doing? Oh, gosh. Hopefully you can hear me.
I can hear you.
All right. You're from the old school. You're a trooper. You're going to do things your own way. And by golly, Bob, let me tell you, you're setting your ways. Big time. And I say that with love. The other thing I'd like to say is there is a past man that is coming back around you. Just, you know, that's like a yield sign. See what I'm saying? It's like a yellow sign. Be careful of that. The other thing is a younger man. His energy is around you also. And the other thing is, you have got a deceased female to your right that her energy is so much around you. It is unbelievable. And you're pulling this energy. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Okay. Is she giving you a name?
Yep. Be careful what you pull. And, oh, my golly bum. Hold on. All right, Amanda. I feel you, too. Hold on, sister. She's our producer. Hold on, sister. All right, I'm trying to stay with you. You know, around the age of 9, I don't know what happened. See, I got to be careful what I do on air. Around the age of 9, there was a shift. And I see 2. You need to think about that because I don't want to say it on air. 2. I don't know if it was a divorce. You know what I'm saying? There was something. A divorce and something else.
Nothing that happened to me was really drastic when I was 9. My parents divorced when I was 6.
Okay, well, about that area, see what I'm saying? Well, goodness sake, give me a few years. There was something that shifted you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you are the way you are right now. And I love it. I love it. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? But you are such a strong individual. Gosh, we need to work for each other.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
And if I sound like I'm hollering, I'm sorry. I'm doing it
No,
over.
That's okay. You're fine. Great.
What a storm we've got going here. The other thing is I keep hearing a bell.
A bell?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I keep hearing like a tinkle, and it ain't the weather. I keep hearing a faint bell of some sort. What would that be to you? Don't know?
A faint? Yeah, I'm
you
wondering
will,
if what you're
It'll
hearing
is... Go, oh my Lord.
No, I know what it is. I know what it is. It's my grandmother's bracelet. She's still alive. She's 96 and she doesn't act her age. She's a trip.
Cool beans. Well, she loves
you. Yeah, I love her too. She's wonderful.
She will be collected and took, not today or tomorrow. You know, I don't predict that sort of stuff. But just let it know. Give her a little bit more attention.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. I want to go down and see.
Coming up around you right now is letting me know about her. See?
Okay.
You betcha. And the other
thing
is... Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you. You said that you see a woman, a female deceased individual, who's hanging around to my right. I was asking you earlier if you got a name from her as to who she is.
Hold on. Well, I see several letters. I can't give you the exact name, but there is like three letters that really pop up. We've got an E. The other one is a B and a W. That is very much around you. Whether it's Elizabeth, Beth Ann, it's still next to you. The other one is William or Billy, and he's around you also. Then there's a double digit around you, RR. In other words, when I see the RR, it's a double digit in the sentence or in the name. It could be Cassie, it could be Desi, it could be Frankie. You know, with anything with double digit, this is the energy that is around you. I mean, this is a program. I'm just trying to go as quick as I possibly can. Hold on. Let me see what I can bring up.
Okay.
As long as you understand. That's all that matters. And the loss of a husband or a male, you know what? You're going to have to knock that off, too. And I am done. I'm not going to pick on you on air. We'll do
something
private. Okay,
sounds like a plan. Okay.
We'll do something privately.
All right, so we do have some callers who have called in. Who would we have here? We have area code 386. You are on the air with Tina.
with Tina Marie and Claudia. How are you?
Hi, doing good. This is Frances. I've been on a few ghost hunts myself, and we left, and one person's like, oh, you've got something attached, and we were able to unattach it, like, right there at where we were leaving. I was wondering if Tina's ever had, or any of her parties ever had, a spirit actually attach themselves to her or them, and what was the route they used to remove it?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. What a great question. This is true. The first initial investigation that I did before, I was talking about an investigation at Perry, Florida, and with B. DeDozier. The initial investigation I did alone with my team. Then I brought in Barbara DeDozier. Absolutely. We were driving home, and I'm going to tell you something. We were just trucking home. We went to the 7-Eleven and, you know, got coffee, get back home. And all of a sudden, the pressure in the car, you knew something was wrong. My ankles, I was driving, my ankles, my feet came together so hard I about wrecked. We had to get on the side of the road. And we expelled it. Get the heck out of here. I mean, a lot of good choice words. That's when I draw the line. No. Go back where you dwell from, blah, blah, blah. Absolutely. That very far and few in between, by golly bum, it does happen.
Do you have to go back to where you attracted it at any point? Because
no.
We did it right there at the entrance of the place we were at that we had done the
ghost
hunting.
No, no. No, heck no. I would no. And the other time that something that did occur to me that attached on me, oh, heck no. I wouldn't go back to that location for nothing. But when it got off me, I've got to be honest with you. I went another story. It's not a story. I guess it's a story. We do have footage of it. Something did get on me at an outside mm-hmm. location where a person requested my team to come out because they couldn't even sit in the backyard.
Well,
they were having heebie-jeebies, you know, knocking them out of the doggone, their lawn chairs. It was just, did not feel good. We did an investigation there, and let me tell you, 22 minutes, we were there. I got so sick, and 22 minutes later, I'm screaming for God. God Almighty, help me.
Wow.
And oh, my God, 22 minutes. The one thing I learned from that, the one thing I learned from that is, it's like a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Let go. Don't fight it. Let it go. And it'll come off you. But
right.
The minute, you know, I'm trying to do my will, they're just on you.
It ain't our will. I actually had a novice come with us one time, and he was asking for his attachment. I said, you need to leave now.
Can you speak up, darling?
Oh, sorry. I said one time we had a novice go with us, and he actually was asking the spirits to attach, and I was like, oh, no, you got to go now.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No. Don't touch me.
Right?
Don't use my energy.
Would you do my numerology? Are you able to, or is that like just a quickie like you did for her?
Okay. Do we have time, Claudia?
Okay.
I'm sorry. What was that? Go right ahead.
If you could do the my numerology like you did a moment ago.
I don't do numerology. I don't do astrology. This is clairvoyancy.
Okay, well, the clairvoyancy, you used the birth date. That's why I thought it was numerology.
Well, it's just numbers. Hit me, girl. It's okay with Claudia.
726.
Wow, you're strong. Oh, my gosh. I need you to work for me, too. You're very pinpointed. You had a hard childhood, too. Good God, people, really? No, seriously. Your direction is only going to get better. because of your determination. You're the only one that's going to pick yourself up. And I feel pretty quick here, you are going to be in a crossroad. Trust yourself. Okay?
Thank you. Happy
hunting.
How'd
you do? How'd we do? You're going to be fine.
Thank
you. You only got like 200 more hats to put on.
Just 200? Oh,
yeah,
I just counted.
About 200.
Well, thank you. Happy hunting.
Oh, I don't. I'm about semi-retired, gal. All right, Claudia, are you there?
I am still here. I'm just listening in. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your light with us.
Oh, we've got bad stuff going on, guys.
Yeah, we have all kinds of interesting things going on. I'm going to ask Amanda to come on with us so that you can end up.
All right. Come on, girl.
Yeah. And I'd like you to do Amanda's numbers for her birthday, and tell her what she has going on in store for her.
Oh, for Amanda? You want me to do Amanda on air? Okay.
Yes.
We'll do it. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing
great.
All right. How's everything sound, Miss, our little producer? She's doing good.
It's going good. I've been in here talking to Bob. Bob has been in the chat room. He's great.
Oh, he is a good supporter.
Your sweet husband. He is so wonderful.
Aw. All right. You really want me to do this on air?
I guess so.
Date of birth.
8/11.
8/11?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly bum. Everybody out there, everybody's got free will, but you're moving. And I see two moves in the next year. This year. Two moves in this year. Then you're going to be moving again next year. The other thing is, oh, my golly bum. I do see wheels. You will get a car. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, we'd be going seeing Wyona. But the other thing is that I see is you're coming into yourself. You're getting comfortable. I mean, I can call you and say, hey, I want to give you my advice. And you're going to say, I'm going to do it. You're going to come into your own execution of how what is going on around you. I am so proud of you. But you're moving. You better pack your stuff.
Okay, so Tina Marie, I have a question for you.
All right, I can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Is that a little bit better?
Are you there?
Yeah, it's Claudia.
Oh,
I just wanted to ask you if you knew that, I'm shamelessly busting her, but Amanda can sing, and she can sing really, really well.
Oh, I know it, girl. I voted for her. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, you
boom.
Did. Yeah, I'm shamelessly busting Amanda on the air. This is really cute. You should see her across the room. She's getting very embarrassed. But when she sings, she sounds just like Winona Judd.
Oh, I've got to be different from, I've got to tell you something.
Yes.
You don't sound just like her. You sound just like my Amanda. She touched my mom. No, that girl, don't make me cry. I am so proud of her. She just sings like a bird. And I mean it with, oh, my God, you touched my heart.
I'm glad I was able to do that, Tina Marie, because meeting you in St. Louis was amazing. I just miss you so much now that you're not in St. Louis. I miss being able to hang out with you.
Oh, we've adored each other since, you know, you've been through a lot with me, Amanda. You know,
I certainly have.
I mean, it's hard to do these readings and the work we do, and to have such a positive inspirational young individual. Oh, you just make my day. And you know, two or three times a week, you'll just put hugs on an I am on Facebook, and it gives me the power to keep going. It is. It's difficult to do this kind of work day after day after day. But when you have the passion, the love, and the direction to do this, you know, sometimes I do get honoring. And you've never, ever, not one time, have you ever, Amanda, ever said anything negative against me. You know this is a hard thing.
Wouldn't dream of it. You know, you're one of the cool teachers, and so is Reverend B. So, you know, your examples
elders.
Are great.
I heard elders.
Yeah, that's because I see all the Native American elders around you just pops out.
It's all
can't
good.
Help it.
It's all
you
good.
Have all those guides.
So important. You're doing great.
All right, so Tina Marie.
Yeah.
What do you see happening for Amanda involving finances?
It's going to be rough for a while. And I'm being honest. If you want to talk about this on air, I'll do it. It's going to be very, very hard trying to get it pulled up. But like I told Amanda a long time ago, once it starts flowing, you're not going to be a millionaire, but you will be able to take care of yourself. And I really believe two moves this year, keep going, keep going. Bring it together. You've got to do it, Amanda. And you know, as far as finances, we all do spiritual work and give away, give away, give away, give away. Not to regain it back, but it is a cycle. You know what I'm saying? It is a cycle. You've got to be, there's got to be an exchange of energy. Whether it is a loaf of bread, whether it is, you know, a bologna, hamburger, chicken, donation, there's got to be an exchange, especially if you have proved yourself. And I mean that with all my heart. And you will get it, Amanda.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie. I really appreciate it. I'm going to go back to producing, and thanks for looking at my energy and my path with your clairvoyant gift. You're wonderful, and keep up the good work.
And I love my Amanda. All right. You know, Claudia, I just cannot believe it took this long for us to connect over here on Great and Good Ministry Radio. There are so many beautiful, beautiful individuals that work here, and I am so proud to be a part of it.
Well, I'm so pleased that you had the chance to share your light on my show, because we can use all the light shared that we can possibly get, no matter who we all are and how we end up presenting with different gifts and how we move forward, right?
Oh, my golly, bum. And everybody out there, please tune in to this show. It is, oh, my gosh, you impress me. You really impress me. And it takes a lot, too, like Gregory Scott and, you know, the other people on Great and Good Ministry Radio. I've got to tell you, have you ever had a session with Gregory Scott?
No, I have not had the pleasure.
Oh, blow your mind.
He's that good, huh?
Oh,
Amanda says that she's had a session with him, yeah.
Amanda did.
Yeah, she said that she did, and she really enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, my God.
And I know that there's probably going to have to be a point of time where we all come together as hosts to just sort of congregate and share our gifts with each other at some point. And hopefully if we decide to do that, maybe we can make an event out of it and invite all of our listening audience.
It's in the works.
That would be wonderful.
We're not going to have a round table. We're going to have a square table. And then we'll all fight about who's going to be at the end of the table. Ooh.
Oh, no. We're going to treat it like Camelot. It's all good.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, we have to wrap everything up. T
Tina Marie, would you please tell people how they can get in touch with you if they're being a little on the shy side and they'd like to talk to you at some point in the future? How they can contact you besides the calling into your show on Monday nights. But do you have a website and an email or a phone that they can contact you with?
Absolutely. First and foremost, you know, anything that I book from this program, anytime I do Greater Good Ministry Radio, I just want to tell everybody out there, a portion will go back to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Y'all can come on over to www.misstina.com, and that is MISSTENA.com. I do have an 800 number, 877-884-8362. And also, come on over if you feel like you have a paranormal situation going on, www.GulfCoastParanormal@North Florida. And you are just a joy.
You are so sweet. I think I'll keep you around. I think I'm going to stick you in my pocket and pull you out anytime I need some morale boosting.
What you call it. No, it's a good exchange of energy. Now I get ornery once in a while. It's all good. Thank you so much for allowing me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much for guesting on my show. It was a pleasure to have you here, and I do hope to
have
you back
over there
some point
too.
Soon.
Yeah, I'm going to have you on my show. I'm fixing to boost you.
All right. That sounds
y'all.
Like a plan. All right. Thank you so much for listening in. This is Claudia Cleary with Namaste Nutrition, and I thank you so much for listening to our program today. Come and join us next week at 1 p.m. Central Time, and we will have another guest, more inspirational talk. And I welcome your questions and comments. If you'd like to contact me, Claudia.Cleary@Yahoo.com, with all of your questions about nutrition or anything else that you have that you've been percolating around in your mind. I'd love to discuss them with you, and thank you so much for listening in. Namaste.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, justify the love, be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. From the mountains to the valleys, from the river to every breath I take, I will give thanks to God.